Yeah, a little bit of a late start to the afternoon show. Not a problem. The late start is because I've been trying desperately to get Nick Slade on the line to join a conversation with Des and Debbie. Des and Debbie are a duo. Des Crawford. I presume Debbie is a Crawford as well. Look, okay, there we go. So we're all in the family here. They're a marvelous duo. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
And let's see if we've got Nick on the line. Nick from Johannesburg. Are you there?
I'm here, Dave. How are you?
Yo, loud and clear. Sounds like we've got you on a bit of a static line. That's fantastic.
So good to hear your voice, man.
Now, you know, this is a super occasion for me because the last time Nick and I chatted on the radio was in the 80s on Radio 5, 5 FM, and the Diamond Dogs blew into town and blew everyone away. And we had a hell of a nice time. Remember, we had a fantastic lunch in Yeovil, which I will never forget. I survived, but only just. It was marvelous. And you were one of the original, from my perspective, one of the most talented singers in the, because it was so authentic. You have the full package, but I honestly never thought you'd make it through, to beyond 35, because you were living fast and hard, and I thought, well, that's the way, you know, live fast, die young, have a good-looking corpse.
Yes.
Well, the bad news, Nick, is you you might not have a good-looking corpse anymore. Me neither, mate, but it's lovely to be talking to you.
Yeah, I think we will. I mean, we've got more lines on our face and a little grey, but
Don't we?
I'm trying to put you through, you know, but I've got some more songs I must come sing you, and I hope you're going to see you down there at one of the shows anyway.
Well, here we are. Now, the reason that we're all together, there's an event happening, or a couple of events happening, in Bolito this season, and Des, Debbie, tell us a little bit about the events that are coming up.
Well, we've got two events coming up at the Lyric Lounge Theatre. So the first one is happening on Friday night on the 13th, and it was Nick's idea. It's a show called Song Stories. So it's kind of, we've chosen songs that tell a story, and Nick's and Nick's probably going to go through introducing a lot of those songs and telling us about his life and how those songs sort of ring out to him, and obviously Debbie's doing some songs as well. So, we're just going to go through a lot of songs that literally tell stories.
So before we go any further with the conversation, shall we maybe just take a listen to what we're talking about? Because this is a song that you and Nick co-produced.
Yes, Nick wrote the song, and we recorded it in my studio about 4 or 5 years ago. It is on streaming, but it's a beautiful song.
We'll take a listen, folks, and we'll be back in conversation shortly.
Arms of an angel. Nobody can do you no harm. As the last train takes you home, hear the whistle blowing.
Such a, it's an absolutely gorgeous tune, and I know incredibly powerfully personal, but yes, what a great production, and
thanks,
just such a pretty tune. So this is what you can expect to hear at the Lyric Lounge when you and Nick get together, when the duo, which is Des and Debbie,
yes,
get together with Nick. What are you going to call yourselves? It doesn't really matter. Yeah, what is the show called?
The show is called Song Stories.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't really have a name for us per se.
But and when is the schedule to take
on
place?
On Friday.
You've told me that before, but you know I've got like very little attention, and this is good for radio. You've got to repeat. So it's this coming Friday.
Yes, this Friday. At the Lyric Lounge Theatre at 7 p.m.
And how does one book?
You can book online. Just go into their site, lyriclounge.co.za. And you can book online.
And bookings at the door? I presume you can just arrive and
you can arrive and
I haven't been to the theatre. I don't know anything about it. Have you?
We have. It used to be the Pumpkin Theatre at La Montana Hotel.
Yeah.
So it's moved now to the Odyssey Mall
okay.
in Ballito.
How many seats? Any idea?
It takes about 250 seats, I think.
Okay, so it's fairly substantial.
It's quite big, yeah. And we were there the other night. We went to just check it out. They had some
open
sort of
mic.
Newbies on
open mic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you guys, I mean, and Nick, you're still with us, I presume, from Joburg.
Yes, I'm here.
Is Joburg behaving itself?
I'm not behaving.
When do you arrive in Ballito, Nick?
Arrive on Wednesday night.
Okay, so that's going to be...
We've got to see you. I've got to ask you.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely make a plan to get together because it's been too long, and I'm looking forward to it hugely.
I just want to say, Dave, thank you all those years ago for what you did for us. We never had time to get together and say thank you because never Radio 5 changed and all that and everything went crazy.
Yeah, you guys did it all by yourselves, I can assure you. If I had anything to do with it, it was simply because I love your music and your vibe. And I'm so thrilled that you're coming to Ballito because that's going to raise the game tremendously. So I'll definitely see you
there. A lot of people come because it'll be thoroughly entertaining. Be a lot of merriment and mirth, so to speak.
Well, absolutely. I'm looking...
It's a good story. It's a song that meant something those days. People wrote music that the songs that had a message that said something, not just mindless dancing stuff, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old.
Well, it's going to be an opportunity to reconnect. There's quite a few interesting folk in Ballito these days. It used to be a little Sleepy Hollow, but it's kind of coming of age. And the fact that Debbie and Des have moved down here and established themselves as a duo. I see you guys play everywhere. I mean, you've got about 150 gigs in 3 weeks.
Yeah, are we?
How do you do it?
I don't know. We're fully booked for this month. We've got quite a lot of work. I don't know. We just word of mouth and we get around.
But you clearly you're extremely accomplished. I mean, that tune that we've just been listening to, you played the instruments, all of them, on that track.
Yeah, I recorded that in my studio and played all. Nick's playing the acoustic guitar on one track, okay. But I'm playing everything else.
And you guys as a duo perform, I presume, live, but obviously live, but to backing?
Yes, we use backtracks.
So you sound like a full band.
We sound like a full band, yeah. But I think everybody loves Debbie's voice. They just rave about it. So I think that's why we get so much work.
Well, on that note, we've got another tune to play out with, which is a cover of a song that, Debbie, you sing. And I presume it's a song that you've selected because, well, it's another moving number.
It is. And because we're doing the song stories, I thought the song, the story, would be apt.
So that's fantastic. We've got the show with Nick on this Friday, and then there's another show that you're doing as well.
Yes, there's the Pink Floyd show, which is on the 21st.
That's the following
weekend.
Weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, time flies when you're having fun, hey? I just can't believe it's gone so fast.
I don't know if that's a Friday or Saturday.
I mean, Nick and I are still, you know, in our minds are still, you know, rocking. We'll never stop, hey, Nick? You can't stop. You just got to... Yeah, too old to rock and roll, too young to die. But it's going to be wonderful to reconnect for the show this coming Friday, and then on the 21st, the Pink Floyd show with Des and Debbie. Absolutely, my friend. I look forward to it hugely. Lovely chatting to you. Can't wait to see you in Bolito. And we're playing out with this tune by Des and Debbie, which seems to have disappeared off my horizon, but I'll find it, make no mistake. There it is. And this is it. Guys, thanks so much for joining me on the
Thank
afternoon
you for
show.
Having us,
thanks.
We'll see you there on Friday.
Yes. Thanks very much.